Now, 12 minutes past four. We're going to speak now about a village preschool near Didcot, which is fundraising to make ends meet in time for the end of the academic year. Longwittenham Preschool needs to raise £3,000 to ensure it doesn't end the academic year in a deficit. This comes after the recent closure of several preschools across Oxfordshire. Earlier, I spoke to Emily Smout, parent and trustee of Longwittenham Preschool, and I started by asking her to explain how the deficit came about in the first place.
Yeah, so the deficit for many preschools, not just Longwittenham Preschool in Oxfordshire, but nationally, preschools are closing in their droves, Dunmore's closed, Southmore has closed, and I think it's a knock-on effect of COVID, some of the deficit left over from that, but also because the national minimum wage increased by 9.7%, whereas the funding for 2 and 3 year olds has only increased by 5.3% retrospectively. So it's really difficult then with the increase of cost of living. Some preschools, their rent may have gone up. We're really lucky in our village that we're hugely fortunate to have support from our generous village hall provider, because our preschool operates out of the village hall, that they've maintained a low rate. But they're the reasons that preschools just can't keep afloat.
So basically, preschools have higher expenses they're needing to pay and they're not getting more money coming in. Is that what you're basically saying?
Yeah, I guess because of the staffing costs, and then if you're buying snacks, paying rent, the national minimum wage, when it increased to 9.7, our funding for 2 and 3 year olds doesn't then increase to match that. So even if we were, for example, to try and increase our price, our hourly rate, that doesn't matter because 3 year olds, for example, will have 30 hours free, and that money is funded by the government. But the funded hours don't then match the increase in national minimum wage to pay staff. So it's really difficult to, you need to ensure that your register is full, lots of pressure there. You need to have a really good trustee group and staff group to kind of, raise funds and do the fundraising element of it. Exactly that, really.
You've also taken other fundraising efforts before now turning to crowd fundraising. Do you think this is the future way to fund nurseries and preschools?
I'm not sure I would agree that it should be the future. Early years is so vital for children. I think we need to really take stock and have a really good look at the best way that we can sort of afford our early years settings. One of the positives, though, is the government only last week did announce that they were going to increase and give a supplementary grant, which should help and certainly help to keep ours afloat. And it's a lifeline, but it's just so sad that it's just come too late for many preschools nationally, but also in our local area.
With crowdfunding, is there a risk of becoming reliant on it? You know, if you manage to reach what you want to raise this time, that then there'd be a need to do it again and this would be a continuing process?
No, we were in a position earlier in the year where we thought we would have to close, but with some fundraising, also we've had some funds for children that then we were providing one-to-one for special educational needs, that fund came through. So we managed to almost balance our books. If we can balance our books, we hope that actually by increasing our marketing, strategies, that we will then have children bums on seats and our register. If we can get that full, then we can balance the books. I don't think that this is something we want to be doing every year. This was almost in a bit of a plea and a desperation. So we're really grateful to the many, many people, our local villagers, the parish council. They can't give money, but they certainly kind of said, if there's items that we want to purchase, they will try and support and match funds. So we feel hugely grateful for our local community, but also beyond that, I think people have seen the Oxford Mail article, and anyone that's kind of interested in early years doesn't want to see our early years settings close. It's a vital lifeline for people to actually be able to go to work. We've got families all over the place, I guess, but if they live, we're in a village with no transport links. Some of our parents can't access a preschool, they can't access work, which would risk putting them into poverty, pushing them into poverty. So it's really important that we keep these preschools open.
You mentioned the support you've had from local parishes, local communities. How important is this preschool to the community?
We think it's, well, it's been open since the 60s, 70s. It's been in the village a long time. It's really important. Without a preschool, a school, you know, we've got a pub. We don't have a shop here. I feel we don't have a heart in our village. And the local children, as I say, we've got a number of children that access the preschool that actually, if it wasn't here because of lack of vehicles, may not then be able to access early years. You know, we're really close to the new builds on the edges of Didcot. And actually, you know, in terms of other children that might want to come into a village life setting, it's really important. For me personally, I work, and if I didn't have this preschool, my daughter goes to the local school, I would not be able to do a drop in the morning in a different place. So I would really find it difficult to access work. So it's vital for, you know, the children and local children that there is a setting such as ours, which, you know, we've just been rated good. Our Ofsted has just been rated good this year, and we also have access to woodland adventures as well. So it's really, really vital for our children to access a good provision, which obviously helps with school readiness and for them to flourish when they get to school.
That was Emily Smout, parent and trustee of Long Whitnam Preschool, who I spoke to earlier. And if you want to donate, you can find their fundraising page by Googling Long Whitnam Preschool GoFundMe. A Department for Education spokesperson said, "We recognise the pressure the sector has been under, and that is why we're investing an additional £204 million this year to increase the rates we pay providers for places in just 2 months' time. And in the case of the two-year-old rate, it is increasing by over 30%. For a average of £6 to £7.95, with further uplifts to follow next year. We will continue to closely monitor the sufficiency of childcare places as we roll out our single biggest investment in childcare in England ever, set to save a working parent using 30 hours of childcare up to an average of £6,500 per year."